Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Got a bunch of entertainment news we're going to get to. We're also going to talk about what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen, what your rafters are up to. We've got all that coming up. And a little bit later, not only are we going to talk about who is your cartoon president, which cartoon character would you choose to be president if you could, but we also got to get into it's National French Fry Day.
Ooh. French fries, French good fries. Stuff.
Yeah, I want to talk about that one too. So we'll get that coming up for you, and plenty more. We got some local entertainment news as well to get to. But I always like to start when we lose a great. I like to start there, and melancholy start to the segment. But I think a way to celebrate the person. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it more of a celebration. Legendary actress Shelley Duvall passed away at her home in Texas yesterday due to complications from diabetes. She was 75.
Mm.
Shelley is best known for co-starring in the classic horror movie The Shining with Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
She also played Olive Oil in Popeye in 1980.
Oh, Popeye!
Had several roles in Robert Altman movies, mm-hmm. Three Women, Nashville, Thieves Like Us, a bunch of those. Her other credits, she was in Time Bandits, Tim Burton's short Frankenweenie, Roxanne. She was in Roxanne.
I forgot about that.
The Forest Hills. I think I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that she was on Muppets and did some stuff on Sesame Street, too.
Yeah.
The last photo of Shelley was taken just 4 days ago when a friend and super fan named Sarah visited her to celebrate her 75th birthday. Mm. In the caption, she said, "Shelley was having difficulties with her health over the past few months. I'll always be grateful for the memories I created with her and that I was able to give her comfort and companionship."
Nice.
That they were very close. Sarah and Shelley were very close over the years here, and it was nice to have that moment to see.
That's very cool.
I mentioned a number of times there's some actors that don't necessarily look like your Clark Gables, your Cary Grants, you know?
Like traditionally attractive, right, yeah.
And I tended to lean towards looking up to a lot of those actors because mm-hmm. I tend to look a little like that and a little more like that than I do the other guys. And I thought, well, if you're going to make it in this industry, how can you make it when you don't look like that? But all these character actors we've talked about over the past week, let alone the time we've been together and stuff, and all of them have really helped me over the years build my confidence and build, oh, they can do it, I can do it kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And honestly, Shelley Duvall was one of those actors.
Mm-hmm.
Her as Olive Oil, like I'm a kid, I'm in love with Robin Williams, and I want to see, Popeye. And I didn't expect to come out of it enjoying the actress maybe as much, if not more, than Robin's performance.
Mm-hmm.
She was as perfect as Robin did as Popeye.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Juilliard actor. Like, you give him a role, and he's going to find a way to turn himself into that role.
Mm-hmm.
Shelley Duvall is Olive Oil. Like, she is. I mean, perfect, like, down to the body, the voice, everything.
Yeah, yeah. And like you said, she was a favorite of Robert Altman, who directed Popeye. And so she was, I mean, he was going to, no matter what, man, she was going to be in that movie.
Yeah, 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 definitely. And just a great performer. Her work in The Shining, like, is her... The only thing that outacts Jack Nicholson in that movie is her reactions to Jack's mm-hmm. work. Like, as great as Jack is, and the camera's on him, and Kubrick's got him in there and everything, and here's Johnny and all that, and then you flip to her face. All as great as Jack is, if there's not a great actress there to be able to play off of that and give you those facial expressions,
right.
There's no way that movie hits. There's no way that performance hits. You need her. You need, and again, going back to, can you picture anybody else in that role? There's a lot of great actors out there in the world. There is only one actress that could have done that role, and it was Shelley Duvall.
There's a famous picture of her reaction to him chopping the door open with her, you know, her mouth wide open. And you can't tell me that doesn't look like someone who's literally terrified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was how good her performance is in that. And it's a still photo. And it's amazing.
And it is acting, everybody, because as Kubrick would go on to release a bunch of the behind-the-scenes stuff and everything, Jack Nicholson is throughout the whole filming process, playing board games with the kid. Mm-hmm. He's brushing his teeth in the back and like threatening Shelley. He's gonna put his toothbrush by her and she's like, "Get away from me!" And she and like nothing, just pushing Jack Nicholson away. Like
yeah,
he's
right.
nothing. Like he's they really got along really good on that set,
right.
Despite some of Kubrick's directing styles and everything.
Some of the things she, from all accounts, was not treated very well by him on that set.
No, she didn't work a ton after that, really. She didn't work with a lot of big names after that. She kind of got hesitant to.
It's understandable,
really,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But just a great performer and one that will be very missed.
Yeah.
And a band that will be very missed, Seth, that you were telling me about yesterday, broke some news to me yesterday that I wanted to touch on.
I did. I have it on good authority, one of the members of the band, that tonight at Holly Rocks will be the Lizard's final performance, everybody.
Really?
They're breaking up after 34 years of being together. One of their members is moving out of state, and they figured this was a good time. They don't want to have to go through getting a new member, so they're just going to wrap it up, call it a career for the Lizards. So if you're a fan, head on down to Holly Rocks tonight, because this is going to be their swan song.
The last Watutsi. Is
that what they're calling it? Called.
That's perfect, you guys.
Man.
I've mentioned this before. One of the best and one of my favorite director's cuts, or anything I do in radio, honestly, that I'll ever have done is doing the 2-episode arc with you, with the Lizards, and the studio.
And their studio, yeah.
That was amazing.
That was a lot of fun.
I've been a big fan of that band for a very long time. I like a lot of kids that went to high school out here, knew who the Lizards were and liked them. It wasn't until my friend Jeff Weevil became a big part of that band, and then I started to be around them more and get to know them a little bit more and appreciate them. And of all the bands in this area that have rocked this area, that have entertained this area, few have done what they have done. Their legacy is set.
Yes. And I want to put out there, because I was talking to Milo on Sunday, and he was talking about all the great stuff that they've been able to do in their career. You know, they got to work with, you know, Blue Oyster Cult. They got to go record at Abbey Road in England, and some of their other heroes and stuff. A couple months ago, he showed me a magazine from Germany, and a little insert in there was the picture of the band, and some, of course, I couldn't read what it said because it was in German. But yeah, they have a following in Germany, which I think is just awesome.
This is great.
That's so cool.
That's very cool. Get to Holly Rocks tonight if you can, everybody, and let that band know how much we've appreciated them over the years. Give them a great crowd. I'm going to try to get. I doubt I will. I'll be honest with you guys. But I would love to try to get down there and see them one more time. They're worth it. Not for nothing. Incredibly, incredibly talented band.
Yes.
Incredibly talented. I easily say that. So go enjoy yourself there tonight. And a shout out to Holly Rocks, one of my old stomping grounds. Love that place. Hallmark has a reality series. And I'm sorry. And enjoy your retirement, guys. Like, you've earned it.
Yes.
I don't want this to be too sad of a thing or anything. I mean, it's sad. But it's sad for us more so than them, I think, because they're going to continue to work together a little bit.
Yeah, Milo said that it's not like they're going to be done performing, probably. They'll probably do some things together, like in ones or twos. We'll see what happens.
We enjoyed you.
Yeah.
We appreciated you. Thank you for everything. Hallmark has a reality series called Finding Mr. Christmas to find their next holiday movie star. No actors want to do those movies anymore. No, kidding.
He's kidding.
I will even do those movies. Yeah. Who am I kidding?
That's where your break's going to come.
Absolutely.
It's going to be like a Hallmark movie or something.
If it wasn't going to before this segment, it is for sure now. Oh, karma, you funny thing.
Yes,
you.
Yes.
10 men will compete in a series of challenges to test their acting skills and Christmas spirit. Jonathan Bennett is the host. He's been in Hallmark movies, but you'd probably know him as Aaron Samuels in Mean Girls.
Oh, okay.
The winner will earn the title of Mr. Christmas and will film his movie this summer. The movie will premiere later this year on the Hallmark Channel during the countdown to Christmas.
Okay.
And you guys might be surprised by this one. I actually would like this idea, and I have to look a little more into it. But there's one caveat that I would actually really like this idea.
Oh, okay.
You can't take actors that have had a break. You can't take you want to take community theater actors. You want to take something like that, sure. But nobody that any of us have ever seen before.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Totally.
I want completely unnamed people.
Unknowns, yep.
I don't want a bunch of C or D stars in this. I don't want to see a bunch of people that have already had their break or already been in Hallmark movies or any of that. Because that's what this looks like to me, is an opportunity to promote Hallmark stuff even more.
Of course.
By having other Hallmark actors in this to see which one of our Hallmark actors are.
Yeah, right.
And I, no, I... But but you are never going to catch me. You know how you've heard me talk about Hallmark movies and all that stuff before, but you are never going to catch me squashing an opportunity for another performer to get a break.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We all know how reality shows go. The winner doesn't do that much, but the people that are competing, they, a lot of times they stand out.
They can, yeah, exactly.
Right. Launch off into something else.
Right. Yeah. So if you get 10 actors that have never gotten a break before and they get an opportunity through this, more power to you. Go for it.
Yes.
If it was one of my students, I'd be encouraging the heck out of them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But this is a, and I admit I'm completely being biased about this as an actor.
Right. Yeah.
100%. 100% am I being hypocritical on this one. I own that completely. But I would never turn down an opportunity as an actor, and I wouldn't want them to. There are certain things that you can't do as an actor, and I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But something like this, more power to you, man.
Yep.
Yeah, why not?
Enjoy. Enjoy. And we'll see what happens with that one. I'm going to be following that story. I'm curious. New on your small screen this weekend, Disney Plus has Descendants, Rise of the Red. Looks like a new fun one. Wow. I don't know much about that.
Those have gotten so popular.
Are they?
Okay. Mm. Yeah.
The Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards are going on Saturday at 7. SpongeBob SquarePants and Patrick Starr will be hosting this year. Interested to see how they do together. I know. I'm curious to see how their chemistry is.
nice.
It's Tom Kitty's birthday.
You know, I know. Yeah.
They make it work all weekend, man. Sunday on ESPN, the 2024 MLB draft. Should be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday at 7 o'clock, I'm excited about this one on HBO, Faye, a documentary where Hollywood legend Faye Dunaway speaks candidly about her challenges and triumphs in her career.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, that's okay. Cool.
That's one of the greats.
And boy, what an interesting arc to her career. And, you know, it'll be interesting to hear her side of the story because she was, for so many years, she was bad-mouthed. Oh, terrible to work with. Yeah. She's a diva, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. I'm curious to see what her take is on that.
Bonnie and Clyde. My God.
It's a classic, man.
Again, no other actress could play that role but Faye Dunaway. Yep.
Chinatown.
It's Chinatown.
Network. I mean, so she has so many good roles.
Forget about it, man. It's Chinatown.
Yep.
Forget about Chinatown. Yeah, you're so darn right, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're so darn right. Wow, you just named three. You just banged off three. And those are all roles that only I could picture her in those roles. And new on your big screen in the movie theaters this weekend, not too much right now. Long Legs, it's a horror movie starring Nicolas Cage as a serial killer. Blair Underwood is in it. It's in limited release, but it is one of these things that is getting a little bit of a critical crack.
Getting legs, if you will.
Not bad. And Fly Me to the Moon, rated PG-13. Channing Tatum is the launch director for the Apollo 11 moon landing.
Oh.
Channing Tatum is an astrophysicist. and Scarlett Johansson is a marketing specialist the government hires to fix NASA's public image. Now, they're basing this is based on a true story, even though at the point of filming a fake moon landing that goes on in this. There is some loosely based on true story with this.
But, yeah,
it does look like a throwback movie to the moon, you know, race and all that. And those two, I will say this. their chemistry looks great.
Mm.
Channing Tatum's a good actor. I like
him. He is. He's fine.
Scarlett Johansson is one of the greatest actors in the world today.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I would see almost anything she does.
And Woody Harrelson's also in this.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
And it's a romance comedy.
Okay.
Rom-com.
Yeah, that's important to keep in mind.
Yeah.
You know, we love celebrating our rafters, talking rafter baseball. You guys know that. But every once in a while, there is a unique and special night at the ballpark that we encourage the whole community to come down to, baseball fan or not. And tonight, not only are the rafters going to be have a tailgate in with Playmakers, join us from 5 to 6 for Playmakers today. Seth and I will be having some fun. Mm-hmm. And they'll be hosting Lakeshore at 6:20. But one of the things Seth and I are going to do tonight is talk about a legend. Talk about a legend and a legend that was in this area, a legend to this area.
Mm-hmm.
We want to take some time to talk about Mo Hill, and we want to welcome Mr. Hill. I believe he's in town already. Mm-hmm. I want to welcome Mr. Hill back to Wisconsin Rapids. Now, longtime residents already know Mr. Mo Hill.
Yes.
He was one of the biggest names in this town for quite some time. Mo Hill was a legend of the Midwest Legend League in the Wisconsin Rapids Twins for all the many years that they played at Winterfield.
Yep.
When we talk about Winterfield being a legendary field, we're not just saying that. Like, I know some people put legendary on things. That's literally a legendary field.
Right.
It means something for the Raptors to own their own ballpark. Mm-hmm. They're one of the few teams in the Northwoods that does it.
It does, yeah.
But it also means something because of the field itself.
Yep.
They didn't build that park. That park was here because baseball was built here already.
Right.
This is one of the strongest baseball communities in Wisconsin.
Right.
In the Midwest, mm-hmm. I will say.
And it's because of its legacy of being, you know, a farm team for the Twins for all those years and everything. And I think that has a lot to do with it.
Seth and I are going to talk about Mr. Hill's story and why it's so important and why his number 24 is going to be retired tonight at Witter Field.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool.
We even have some special guests joining us. Pam is going to be with us a little bit. She found a flyer and some things.
Oh, so cool.
Her and Carl, Pam remembered seeing Mr. Hill play and everything. Mm-hmm. We'll hopefully get some callers in that got to see Mo Hill play.
Yep.
We want to spend some time on that. We're 5:30, we're going to start that off where we'll be talking about Mr. Mo Hill and his time with the Raptors.
Awesomeness.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Support your Raptors all season long. They got a great one Saturday, too. Cobblestone Hotel and Suites presents Mossy Oak Alternative Jersey. I love their jersey. These are it's the camo ones.
Yes, yes.
That's going to be
those are
cool.
Very cool. Yes,
that should be a great one. Enjoy Witter Field all weekend long, everybody. As your Raptors win all weekend long. Excited
that's,
about
and
that.
That's not a request.
There. Yeah, yeah.
No, Raptors, we demand that you win.
Demand it. Some great theater going on this weekend. I did want to shout out the Tin Woman, Melissa.
Yeah, and in the Pittsville area, they are doing the Tin Woman that opens tonight. And it will run this weekend and next weekend. So get on over there. This is it's a dramatic comedy, and it does deal with, you know, loss of a child and organ donation. So a little bit of trigger warnings there, but it is a beautiful show.
Mm. Yeah. Support the Pittsville community, area community theater.
Yep.
The great work that they're doing over there. Support local, everybody. And let's help them keep going strong and doing the great work that they're doing over there. Mm-hmm. And break a leg, cast. Break a
yeah.
leg.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
If I remember, they just restarted like last year after the pandemic.
Yeah.
So they need support right now to keep things going.
Yes.
Get to these shows, support local, mm-hmm. and a big shout out to them. We got to get them on Director's Cut.
I would love, I hope
can't
we can
get them
some
this
point.
Show, but the next show they do, we got to get a contact over there because mm-hmm. That's all we're missing is just a connection. If we get one connection with them, we'll get them on Director's
Cut
and all that. So looking forward to it. But for now, check out the Tin Woman. Again, as Melissa said, you've got a couple of chances for that. It's starting tonight, and mm-hmm. have a great opening night. Break a leg, you guys.
And I hope everybody has their tickets for Newsies Junior because they're sold out.
They're completely sold out.
Completely.
I was at the show with my boys last night, and it was packed. There were no seats available, and according to Gretchen last night, and I'm glad you confirmed it, Melissa. There's nothing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nope.
So unless you have your tickets, you're out of luck. Hey, we warned you. We warned you yesterday.
Did tell you ahead of time.
Great show, by the way. That's so much fun.
Hopefully that got people to buy those tickets.
Well, we can't be there, maybe. We do want to shout them out, all those kids, all the parents. And
I'm
going to
be there tonight.
I just meant me in the audience. I'm glad you'll be there, Melissa. Cheer them on for us. And kids, have a great time. Enjoy yourselves
please.
Have fun. And, man, I cannot wait to see or hear some of these other shows that are coming up, too. We want to remind you also that auditions for It's a Madhouse are coming up next Tuesday.
The next
July
kids
15th.
One.
Yeah. July 15th. Is that
Monday?
You're right. It's on Monday.
It is Monday. Yep. Man, time is a flat circle.
It is.
directed by the great Stephanie Horth. Go ahead and check this one out, everybody. It's a Hopo production. It's a Madhouse. Get your kids on down for the auditions at the WRCT Auditorium starting at from 5 to 7 this Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to check
Don't
that
miss
out
it.
As we gear up for WRCT's 50th season.
Yes. Woo-hoo. Oh, my gosh.
Find out more. Get your tickets at WRCtheater.org.
You know, it was so great seeing the show last night, seeing that great piece of scenery that was for... Visiting our rotating... No, I'm just kidding. It was fun to see it. And it's exactly the same as it was for...
I told you it was. They hung some clothes on it.
They did.
To make it look like a, you know...
And, New York alley in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. But other than that, no.
That's
I'm kidding.
Cool.
It was great. The kids were... They fit so many kids on stage. Oh, my gosh.
And so well.
Yes.
That is very impressive to me. I know it might not seem like it to maybe some that are not paying attention, but I come from when WRCT used to do our shows at McMillan, where our stage was about as big as this office, and I'm not exaggerating.
I believe you.
So it's still... impressive to me. Not only that they could fill the stage with that many people, let alone that they could fit them on there and everything.
Man, it proves that we can
and
do
make
musicals.
It look good.
Yeah.
Well, and Seth, there is the underline and one of the lead things that we're going to talk with Gretchen about when we have her on and we talk about the upcoming season.
Yes,
is that I think I think that they were hoping to be able to prove that we can do musicals again with the main stage show White Christmas coming up. I think we've already proved it.
I think so.
I think the show has already proved that.
This is a full-blown musical.
Yep.
But musicals cost money, everybody. Those scripts cost money.
Yeah.
And we need as many people as we can getting these shows, getting to these shows and taking them in. And the theater can do even more.
Yep, absolutely.
So get your season tickets today.
Right.
WRCtheater.org. We'll come back and we're going to talk French fries when we come back on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. A little salt and pepper to play us in. I want to see if you see the tie-in. We're talking French fries.
Not bad.
Come on.
I'll give you that one.
That was all right. Did anybody, real quick, it's National French Fry Day. We're going to talk a little French fries before we get to our news break, everybody. Did anybody ever put pepper on their fries?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I've done that before, yeah.
I thought I was the only kid in the world doing that, man. No. I haven't done it in years, but I used to do it all the time. Just, I think I started doing it, if I'm being honest, to drive my sister crazy.
Probably. Yeah. Isn't that why we do half the things we do?
I'm pretty sure. To mess with other people?
Yeah.
Pretty sure, yeah.
And fries is good.
It's not bad. Not at all.
It is National French Fry Day. There are a handful of places doing some deals out there. Look at your local places if they are. McDonald's to offer free French fries on National French Fry Day. So that's one of them out there, and there's plenty of others. Most of them involve being a rewards member and blah, blah, blah.
Of course. Of course.
But has anybody looked into where French fries come from?
Ooh. I want to know.
We'll talk a little about that. I also want to hear from the audience. Where are your favorite fries? Go ahead. Don't worry about advertising and all that. You say somebody that doesn't advertise with us, that's fine. No, you can censor it if you want.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Fine. That's fine by me.
It's that one place over by the... No.
Yeah. It's that place with the arch. There you go. However you want to do it, but we just want your... I'll be honest with everybody. Part of the reason I'm doing this, I have not had real food since Sunday. And I am finally healing up and everything, and I think that by this weekend, I should be able to
chew again. Yeah.
And I want fries. I want French fries so bad. My parents were having gyros the other day, and they had French fries with it, and I thought they were just taunting me.
Aww, poor James.
And I was more happy they were eating. give me some new places to try.
Yeah.
You know, where are some new spots? So it is believed that Bulgarians began the process of frying strips of potatoes between the late 17th and early 18th centuries.
Wow, Bulgar fries.
Nice. Legend has it that the poor villagers of Mayusa subsided on a diet of fish caught in the local river, which they would then fry before eating.
Oh, fish and chips.
So,
the original fish
not
and chips.
Not just fish and chips, yeah. Not just fries, but fish fry.
Fish frying. Oh, that's awesome.
Mm. I think we may have found the origin story of all of these.
All of these things.
And
who knew it was in Bulgaria?
Yeah, thank you, Bulgarians.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, thank you very much. And how did it become French fries, though? Like, that I could not find necessarily.
It's the style of how you cook it. That's why they're French. It's not because they're from France. It's the
right,
way you cook
right.
it. But yeah.
That is good, though. That's interesting. And I'm curious where your favorite French fries are from, everybody. Anybody, you guys got any honorable mentions? Or
never get let down by fries at Culver's.
You know, I am going to have to force myself to agree with Melissa. Because actually...
Thanks, hate mate.
Hate mate. I like that.
That's our new name.
It's okay.
I read it in a book and I was like, oh, this is me and Seth. He is my hate mate.
That's so good.
This is so good.
That's so good. That is cake.
Crinkle cut fries are the best, in my opinion. And you can get good ones at Arby's as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just the regular, not the curly spice.
Not the curly fries.
Yeah, just the regular ones.
Although their curly fries are also really good.
Yeah. Chips. I love chips.
Thank
French
you.
Fries.
Thank you.
Some of the best.
I wanted to shout out chips.
Yeah.
I was going to say the King. I like them too. I've always been a sucker for those.
What's the checkerboard place there on A Street?
Checkers.
Yeah.
Checkers. They have good fries, too. Sorry, I've only been there once.
No, okay, no, yeah. I don't blame you at all, Melissa. I just thought it was funny. That's a perfect transition.
Checkers, you know.
All great mentions. Let's hear another one. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, I had fries at the ballpark yesterday, and to me it doesn't make a difference where they come from as long as they're very hot.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. There you go.
Boy, there are a few
things. I had to wait for these to come, and they come out very hot, and they were really, really good.
Yeah. Nice.
Great point, sir.
Yeah.
Great
made
point.
The wait worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, did you have fun at the ballpark?
The game wasn't very good, but otherwise, yeah.
But you're at the ballpark, you know? Yeah. You're there, that's good.
Good out there. Good on you for getting out there.
The game was over. There wasn't very many people left. So.
No. Mm-hmm. Bummer.
Glad you went out there. Glad you had a good time, sir. Have a safe, fun weekend.
I have tickets for Newsies Junior tonight, and I can't wait to get there.
All right. Awesome.
I'll see you there.
Awesome.
I'll be there early, and I'm because I have a general admission, so I'm gonna get there early. Yeah,
it's all
get a good seat.
Get a good seat. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And enjoy yourself. We appreciate you. Have a great weekend, sir.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. Best listeners in radio.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
And that was great endorsement for the French fries at Witterfield.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, I had them last time I was there. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Head on to the ballpark and enjoy. Mm-hmm. And when they have those ice cream little baseball cap things, get me one, everybody.
Do you know how many? I can give you like six.
Oh,
you know how many we have now?
Yeah, please do. Yeah, please do. And we'll take this the whole hour, everybody. You feel free anytime this hour to call up and let us know where your favorite fries are from. We will get to our news break right now and come back with some more fun. We're going to talk about who would you be your cartoon president coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Over and over, I tried to prove my love to you.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Is that Lloyd?
Lloyd Price.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good voice, too. Very good voice. Very underrated voice. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. And we want your calls about your favorite French fries and where to get them and everything. And your calls about this next one here. Who would you have as a cartoon character as your president? That's where we're going with this next one. Now, I will. I do think that it is important for us to mention that some of these characters are actually over 80. So that's a note to mention. I am going to take a moment here because that's all over the news right now about the age of these candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's a lot of ageism that's gone on with this subject. And I am even guilty of some of it because I have been very clear on the air about having two 80-year-olds running for president.
Right.
And how I feel about that. But I don't think I've been clear enough. And that's on me about what I mean by that. I do not have a problem with their age. This is not about age. This is not ageism. This is about doing your job.
Mm-hmm.
This is about having an heir, having an apprentice. That is the job. You know that you may not be in this position forever if you're in your 50s.
Yeah.
And so what do? You have a VP or you have somebody in your party that is ready to take over, that is ready to take the reins. And if you don't do that, you are not only not doing your job, you are not doing right by the American people. The worst happens, because we got to play this out.
The worst happens,
and neither of these two are able to make it to November, which is not unrealistic.
Yeah.
No.
It is. We're talking real here. We're not talking politics or anything else. We're being very realistic about this.
Yep.
It is not shocking for any 80-year-old in the world to not make it to November any more than some of us that are younger.
Right.
So, I know this is a possibility. Who do I have lined up next? And who do I have after that? Because guess what? That's the way our government is designed.
For a reason.
For a reason. If the worst case scenario happens, like we lose a president, like we did with JFK or something like that, we have somebody to take over and somebody to take over if they're not able to, and et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So if you don't have that in place, you have not done your job. And just the fact that they're even talking about Joe Biden not moving on or something like that is an interesting part to be a place to be in history, I think.
Yeah.
But the other part of this is that they talk about this and there's no go to. There's no, well, we know for sure who's going to take over exactly. if it isn't Joe or something like yep. that. Yep. No different than the other side of things, because the other guy isn't exactly great shape either, no matter what he lies and tells you about. You know, you if you gave me a doctor that I was paying, I can get you a perfect, I can play anything, I can do anything. I'll tell you all about this and that.
See, James in the major leagues.
So I want to be very clear. My issue with this is not at all about their age. I had a papa who, to his late 90s, was one of the smartest people in the room and the sharpest people in the room, and could still bowl a pretty good game, too, actually.
not bad.
I got nothing against that, and I got nothing against our seniors. I am extremely thankful for that. But what I do have a problem with is people not doing their job and taking care of the American people. Mm-hmm. And both parties are guilty of this.
Yes.
They are proving it right now. Mm-hmm. They've been proving it this whole dang election season.
Yeah.
We have to be very specific about these things when we have issues with things and be clearer about them. And I include it. I'm not at all pointing fingers. Mm-hmm. I will point a finger at a lot of the national media out there that seems to be... I don't know when this happened, but so many dang people are afraid of Trump. And I don't get that. I make it very clear. You don't hear me mention that guy's name because I could not be more or less afraid of that man. Mm-hmm. If he was in the room right now, I'd laugh in his face and I'd call him an anti-Semitic jerk. Because that's the guy that I saw when I was 10 on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous making Jew jokes. With Robert Leach just mm-hmm. laughing at him and everything. That's the guy that I'm talking about that has never changed, that has shown you his true colors over and over and over again. That guy wasn't in great shape then, let alone now. Yeah. So this is not a party thing for me. This is not an age thing for me. This is you have not done your job, and now we're talking about who would I rather see as a cartoon character as president.
I was going to say, so let's actually vote in a cartoon character. Is that allowed?
Yeah. I'm going to take a look
or literally anybody else.
Mm. Yeah, right.
Gentleman, was he from Texas?
I don't know.
Oh, right, with the name, he changed his name. Yeah, literally anyone else.
I don't know about you guys, but I've read the Constitution a couple of times. I'm going to look it over again. There might be something in there we missed about the cartoon character thing. Call up and let us know your cartoon character you would like to be. Ranker.com did this list of voting for a cartoon character for president. Who would you vote for? And they've got a poll going to cartoon characters, people who would most likely vote for in November.
Okay.
And this does look like it's in a list here. So we're going to go from the bottom on up. Now, there's 20 of them, so we'll kind of move through some of these
Let's go quickly.
Mighty Mouse, the Pink Panther in the bottom two. Okay, all right.
Mighty Mouse? Mm-hmm. Wow, does anyone even remember who he is?
Hank Hill from King of the Hill comes in next.
Okay.
It's not bad. Not bad.
Yeah. I used to see, him and his guys used to stand out in the lawn drinking beer. I just see him doing it in the Rose Garden at the White House sitting around drinking beer. Yeah.
You put Boomhauer in there? I'm like, I like Boomhauer as Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
I like that. That'd be pretty good. Shout out to Mike Judd. Scrooge McDuck. Now, didn't we already have that?
I don't know. The accent, though, might, be harder to do speeches,
Dexter from Dexter's Laboratory.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, I'd probably vote for him.
No, I'd vote for his sister.
I think Dee Dee? Dee Dee as president and Dexter as VP. I think actually that's the route.
And he would be exasperated all the time about what she's doing. Yes, that's how it works.
Charlie Brown. He wouldn't make such a bad little president. There was nothing wrong with him. He just needed a little bit of...
That was good. Oh, my God. Linus. I always think Linus would be a good... But except he already did the election thing and he lost because he believes
that's
in the
right.
Great Pumpkin.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. However, Linus, Secretary of Blankets. Yeah. Secretary of Blankets. Mickey Mouse makes number 12 on the list. I can see that.
Yeah.
He's positive.
A little bit lower than I thought maybe he did.
Kim Possible shows up on here, too. I didn't know that one, but that's a good one. It's a younger one, too.
Go for Kim. She's like pretty good. One. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Scooby-Doo.
Oh, jeez.
Scooby-Doo at number 10.
Scooby the dog. Well, now, which one of the actual Scooby gang would you want to be the president? I'm going to expand this one.
She's definitely the smartest. Velma's my first choice. I do think it might be fun to have Shaggy in charge of something. Not president, but something. Just see what happens.
How about Fred? Because all he does is traps. You know, that's all Fred does is make traps. So, you know, I'm not sure how that could be useful in the Oval Office.
But CIA.
Yeah.
Nice, nice.
Homeland Security.
Well done, Melissa.
Getting through the TSA would be impossible if Fred was in that position.
We go from one famous dog to another, Snoopy.
So, I love Snoopy's above Charlie Brown. I love that.
I was just going to mention that.
I've got three big candidates myself, and one of them is right here.
Okay.
Bugs Bunny.
Oh, my gosh. The press conferences would be hilarious. They'd be the best.
I guarantee you, if Bugs was president, there would be no... you know how they had every White House has their press secretary?
Yep.
Bugs would be the press secretary.
He would be... Yeah, that's
doing
right.
Both gigs.
He could both do both, gigs. Yeah.
So we'd save money.
You know? And he'd move the Capitol to Albuquerque. So, you know.
Nice, nice. Oh, well done. Optimus Prime. Yes, but nobody would understand him.
No, He's supposed to be wise, though, you know.
True.
He's like the wisest of all Autobots. It is the Autobots. Okay, what is the good guys called? I can't remember.
Darn it. That's we're losing
my
80s
card is going to be taken away from me.
I never had one.
we go from one wise to another, Papa Smurf.
Oh, see, now there you go.
That's a good one.
Yeah, we'd vote for Papa Smurf, but we get Gargamel.
exactly. Again, I think we had that. Coming in at number five, Velma from Scooby-Doo.
See? Oh, yeah. Yep, Melissa, right on it.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Number four, Spider-Man.
Huh?
I feel like they're cheating on that one because I think of him more of a superhero. Boy, I feel like that's a different conversation.
And it Superman or Peter Parker. I mean, you know,
Superman is number three. Spider-Man is number four. And I think, well, are you voting for Spider-Man or Superman, or are you voting for Clark Kent or Peter Parker?
They're actual human. Yeah.
And I do love the idea, though, of them trying to keep their secret identities while also still being a superhero. I like the idea of that. Right. That'd be fun. And at number two on the list, Lisa Simpson.
Oh, wow.
My number one choice.
Doesn't she become president in the
yes,
future,
she
one
does.
Of the future shows? She
this
does become
already
president.
Happens. Yeah. I don't know how much you guys watch the documentary series, The Simpsons, but they already
the
had
futurist.
An episode.
Yeah. Things they predicted, right?
Yep. They had an episode where Lisa becomes president. And
after Donald Trump, which is one of the weirdest things that ever happened.
They called that so long ago.
Yes.
That's so insane. And every writer on that show is like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. They're like, there was no way, right?
Yeah.
Like, let's pick the most ridiculous person to be president.
Yeah. And then number one on the list, Batman.
Really? Batman?
I'm Batman.
Oh.
I want to be president.
Never give a press conference.
I am the knight.
Do you really want him as president?
No.
I would not want him as president.
I love, love, love Batman. Don't want him as a vice president, any of the above.
How about Alfred? I'd vote for Alfred. He'd be an excellent president.
But
you know?
Alfred's always English.
But he's British, and he can't run. So, dang it.
Well, another one who probably couldn't run, not being American, would be Edward Elric from The Full Metal Alchemist.
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, you're going to Japan. Oh, I didn't know we could pick anime characters.
There. I like that.
Yeah, why not?
All right.
I think that this is something we need to continue. I think we need the weekend to think about this one, and maybe we'll bring this one back. All right? Maybe we'll bring this one back. But it's a fun one. And part of the importance of this topic, too, is, look, politics are dire. They're very important. You need to be informed. Mm-hmm. You need to be thinking about this stuff and helping keep democracy alive, everybody, when you get out there and vote. But it doesn't also mean that it has to be the end of the world, that the sky is falling. It doesn't have to be black or white, one way or the other. We can live our lives and be good to each other, while also fighting for democracy and making sure that it stays around another election cycle.
Yes.
We will come back and wrap up the show, morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Wrapping things up. We We hope you had a fun week. We sure did. Thank you to the best listeners in radio, all the guests that we had on. Greatly appreciate all of you.
Yeah.
Got some local good stuff we want to get to, and I want to make sure we get to these things. So let's go ahead and kick them off right now, Seth. Let's go ahead and get into some of our local stuff. And I want to first off kick off with our schedule. Be sure to stick around. We got great things on the air for you. Of course, our new afternoon lineup is going strong, and you guys love it. Thank you very much for the feedback.
Yeah.
2 to 4, join the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie is killing it right now, going through 100 days of Biden, and where she's giving you every day leading up to the election, one of the great acts that President Biden and his team have done, and along with just being fun. Like, Maggie's a lot of fun, everybody. 4 to 5, join us for Midday Magazine. One more for the week, we wrap up. And in part one, we're going to be talking Vesper Days. We've got Margie joining us for that.
Yeah, awesome.
Great. That's coming up on the 20th.
That's right.
Looking really forward to letting you guys know everything and all the exciting things going on with Vesper Days. There's a lot of cool stuff going on there. We shout out our friends in Vesper. And on part two, we're going to be talking with our friends at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau, talking about the Wood County Master Gardeners.
Oh, yes.
And they got their 21st annual garden walk coming up.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Also on the 20th, isn't it?
Yeah, So we're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, Rafter Baseball all weekend long tonight, 6:20, taking on Lakeshore. We'll be talking more about this in Playmakers as we lead into it from 5 to 6 today. Be sure to join Seth and I for that. Saturday, 6:20 start time against Lakeshore. And on Sunday, a 3:50 start time in Kalamazoo.
All right. Yeah. That's right. They're on their East Coast trip. the East Coast of Lake Michigan.
Keep in mind, they're also our Sunday programming will be abrupted this weekend.
Yes. The game starts at 4 Central Time on Sunday evening, so that means no director's cut, no Seth Faces the Music, and probably no, depending how long the game goes, probably no Unlabeled, or at least just a part of it.
And so that will be a rerun. But when we come back, not next Sunday, but the Sunday after that
one,
believe,
because we have another evening game.
We'll have a new director's cut with Jane and Greg from, of course, Matt and Air On Air.
Yep.
We'll have a new Unlabeled for you with soundtracks. We're going to be doing 90s soundtracks.
That's awesome.
So get me your 90s soundtracks requests. Any song that featured on a 90s soundtrack.
Yep. This is a two-parter. It's too big. For just one show.
Man, it might be a three-parter. It's getting so big. And maybe even a new Seth Faces the Music.
Yeah, that'll be coming up too.
Looking forward to it. Yep. So we'll have all that for you in 2 weeks our next Sunday.
2 weeks,
Looking forward to it. For right now, Seth, we got a blood drive coming up next week. I wanted to make sure to give everybody a real heads up on.
Yes, it's our monthly one for the Community Blood Center, and they are going to be having it, of course, at the former East Junior High School in the cafeteria. As the construction continues on Lincoln, please park in the 6th Street parking lot and enter the cafeteria fieldhouse door off of 6th Street. It goes from 10 to 3 next Tuesday, the 16th. You can call in and get your appointment set up, 800-280-4102, 800-280-4102. And again, they'll be doing it on Monday, July 22nd as well. And that's from 2 to 7, but that's coming up next Tuesday. So get your appointments in now.
The Red Cross was hit really hard over the 4th of July weekend, everybody. And a lot of those reserve supplies they had had to be used. Mm-hmm. So we got to help them out. Be a hero. Donate if you can. Got opportunities coming up in Rapids here on the 19th and the 24th. We'll talk more about those too as we get closer to them. And a big thank you to our friends, all the volunteers and everybody that worked so hard on that one. Also wanted to mention that the Buffett and the Son of a Sailor Band, Buffett and the Son of a Sailor Band. It says Bluffett out here.
Yeah, and that's correct.
It wasn't my dyslexia that time.
No, it's just actually Buffett.
Just my Ron Burgundy. Ever since he can remember, Larry Pearson has been a parrot head, and he is not only a great talker, he was a lot of fun to have on the air, but he is incredible. Coming up Sunday, July 14th at the PAC, you can get your tickets and take in this amazing show and bring your friends. It's going to be a lot of fun and joy, and help support this preseason of the Savor the Arts as they get ready for
a little
for
extra
this
show
season.
this year. Yeah.
Get your tickets.
And I think they're even having like a food truck in the parking lot.
Yep. Yes, they are. Yeah.
Stuff going on.
Bring your friends to break out the Hawaiian shirts and beach sandals. Extend the party by dining with themed food trucks in the parking lot before the show.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sally and Eric, the whole gang over there. Find out more at SavorTheArts.com, SavorTheArts.com, and maybe win some tickets in the next minute here. Who knows?
Free tickets!
We did want to also remind you that it is go time for our United Way, as Stuff the School Bus Desk Collaborative is still going on. Find out more at uwswac.org or by calling 211. School supplies are distributed during Stuff the Desk on August 16th and 17th over at East Junior High School. And, of course, August 1st is the cutoff time. So you want to make sure to get that in. Get your kids the supplies they need, everybody. And we need supplies. So if you are willing to donate, if you can, we greatly appreciate you doing so. Contact our United Way on where you can drop those supplies off. Again, uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way on social media as well. It's a great way to not only keep up to date on your community, but to find out more on ways that you can impact your community. And I want to send a big shout out to Pam and the scheduling she does with Midday Magazine. 100%. It's been one of those last couple of weeks with Rafter Baseball. It throws off the schedule so much.
It does.
And we have such an amazing team on air, we know. But I hope the audience, especially some of our newer listeners out there, understand that we've got a limited small staff that wear a lot of hats. And I would take every single one of them over a big staff any single day. We've got the best team in radio, and we know it. And we appreciate it.
And we've got the awards to prove it.
Yeah, we do. And you know what? We love you guys so much and appreciate you so much. Let's give away some tickets. I got four of them right here for Buffett and the Son of a Sailor Band. Go ahead and check it out, everybody. You can get tickets for this show coming up Sunday, July 14th, 4 o'clock. Four of them right here for you. Woo-hoo. Just call up and let me know your favorite Jimmy Buffett song, and we'll get them to you.
Cheeseburger in Paris.
Nicely done.
That's always the one that comes to my mind.
Hey, great show, you two. You guys have a great weekend.
You too, man.
Yeah, you too, James.
You be good to each other out there, and we'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.